Our last presentation is by Elizabeth Rhodes. She's going to be talking about translating access into utilization, lessons from the design and evaluation of an online resource to expand health insurance coverage and promote reproductive health care for young women in Massachusetts. She's an Oak Ridge Institute for Science and Education and a RISE Fellow at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the Division of Nutrition, Physical Activity, and Obesity. In this role, she collaborates with the federal and private partners to lead First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move Child Care initiative to prevent childhood obesity. Her research interests include sexual and reproductive health, violence prevention, early childhood development, and health literacy. She earned her Master's of Science from the Harvard School of Public Health, where she concentrated in maternal and child health and health communication.
Thank you for the introduction. It's great to be here with you all today. Can everybody hear me okay? All right. So I don't have any relationships to disclose. Before I begin, I want to thank and acknowledge the co-authors of the study. Elizabeth Janiak was a co-PI with me, and Dr. Foster, Dr. Viswanath, and Dr. Rosenfeld provided valuable guidance throughout the study. I want to start with talking about sexual and reproductive health care utilization, which we've already heard a little bit about today. As many of you know, cost barriers and lack of insurance are associated with poor uptake of key preventative sexual and reproductive health services, and we know that cost is a barrier to contraceptive initiation and continuity. So when we think about national health care reform, it raises hopes that increased coverage among reproductive aged women will reduce cost barriers, potentially resulting in increased sexual and reproductive health services utilization. The key point that I want to make today, and the point that I hope that you all will take away from you after this discussion, is that for us to really optimize the promise of the national health care reform and help close the gap between access and utilization, we really need to consider the role of health literacy. Health literacy is the degree to which individuals have the capacity to obtain, process, and understand basic health information and services needed to make appropriate health decisions. In 2004, the Institute of Medicine developed a health literacy framework that recognizes health literacy as a function of the interaction between the demands of health systems and individual skills. HHS has stated that, quote, there is an urgent need to address the gap between health information currently available and the skills people have to understand and use this information to make life-altering decisions. Studies consistently indicate that health insurance is often highly complex. One study, for example, of a diverse national sample of the summary plan descriptions for 40 healthcare plans found that important information was written at a 13th grade level on average, with some health information being written at a 16th grade reading level. And this included important information such as eligibility and benefits. To put this in perspective, health literacy experts recommend that health information be written at a 6th grade reading level or lower if possible. Results from the National Assessment of Adult Literacy indicate that 77 million adults in the U.S., or more than one-third of the adult population, have low health literacy skills, meaning that they would have difficulty with common health tasks, such as following directions on a prescription drug label. Today, I'd like to talk with you about the experience following state-level health care reform in Massachusetts, where we learned how critical it is that health insurance information is understandable to individuals of all health literacy levels. In Massachusetts, health care reform was enacted in 2006 and implemented in 2007. Despite substantial decreases in the rate of uninsurance in Massachusetts, which you can see in the figure shown here, young adults ages 18 to 25 remained particularly vulnerable to gaps in health coverage, comprising 40% of the uninsured in 2009. Also, gaps in access to contraception remained, and young women expressed confusion over contraception coverage under newly available health insurance products. The Reproductive Empowerment and Decision-Making for Young Adults Initiative, or the READY Initiative, is a joint project of the Massachusetts Department of Public Health and several not-for-profit health research and advocacy organizations. READY seeks to support young women in Massachusetts in accessing health insurance in order to promote contraceptive use and reproductive health care utilization. As a first step, the initiative carried out formative research with the objective of better understanding young adults' access to contraceptive services in the wake of healthcare reform and to identify systems barriers to pregnancy planning in this age cohort. They conducted 11 focus group discussions across Massachusetts, which involved 89 young adults ages 18 to 26. I was not involved in this formative research, but my collaborator, Angel Foster, was. And the results they found showed that young adults that were part of these focus groups had low health insurance literacy overall. They also had difficulty understanding the different types of health plans available and what contraceptive and other sexual and reproductive health services their plans covered. They also had difficulty using web-based resources to access coverage that were developed in Massachusetts. One of the recommendations that came out of this formative research was to create information resources to help young adults understand and navigate health insurance and contraceptive coverage in the Commonwealth. To that end, in October 2011, READY created a website, My Little Black Book for Sexual Health, a guide to getting the right health insurance coverage for your sexual health needs. The goal of the Little Black Book site is to connect women ages 18 to 26 residing in Massachusetts to health insurance with the goal of increasing access to contraceptives. The website is in English and Spanish, and you can see the Spanish version here. The site is built around a notebook design concept, which is reflected in both its name and its architecture. The site is comprised almost entirely of this little black book image that you see here. And users navigate through the notebook to access the site content, which is broken down into four sections. The first is need insurance, and then there's FAQs, key terms, and resources. The Little Black Book site uses the ISSU platform, which you may have seen on commercial websites like online catalogs. This platform has a variety of views you can navigate, including a magazine view, as shown here, a presentation view in which a single page of content appears in the middle of the screen, and a PDF view where users can open a standard PDF and view it in a separate window. The READY initiative was looking to evaluate their site, and this is when I got involved in the project. The purpose of our website evaluation was to assess the accessibility of the Little Black Book site to women ages 18 to 26 residing in Massachusetts, with the aim of informing modifications to improve the site. In the winter and spring of 2011, we performed an assessment comprising two components. The first was an evaluation of the literacy demands of the site's content. To do this, we selected the SAM, a Validated Suitability Assessment of Materials instrument. SAM evaluates materials on six categories: content, literacy demand, graphics, layout and typography, learning stimulation and motivation, and cultural appropriateness. Across these categories, SAM rates a total of 22 factors. To measure literacy demand, we use the SMOG readability test. The second component of the evaluation was usability testing to see whether women ages 18 to 26 can effectively and efficiently use the site. We conducted 8 structured in-depth qualitative interviews with a diverse sample of women ages 18 to 26 in Massachusetts. Of note is that all participants reported high comfort with computers and the internet and reported that they use the internet daily. During the interviews, we asked women to navigate the site and locate information within it, and we explored their perceptions of the site. For example, we asked, if you want to read the need insurance section, how would you do that? We also elicited feedback on how the site can be improved. So for example, at the end of the interviews, we asked, do you have any additional feedback or suggestions to help us improve the website? Throughout this process, we observed where women were looking, scrolling, and clicking, and how their body language and facial expressions conveyed their reactions to the site. Interviews were 30 to 45 minutes in length and were conducted in a laboratory facility at the Dana-Farber Echo Lab in Boston. For the literacy demands assessment, we use the design concept of the book format that you see here to sample 4 pages from the beginning, middle, and end of the little black book using the table of contents. The arrows here mark the passages that we reviewed. The site received a 64% SAM rating, indicating that though the text is accessible to women at a variety of literacy levels, opportunities for improvement exist. Notably, we found that the site is written at a 13th grade reading level, well above the grade level suitable for individuals with low literacy. Usability testing brought to light strengths of the site as well as areas for improvement. In terms of the strengths that we found, all participants understood the book design concept and found it intuitive to turn the page to see more content. There was also high approval of the look of the site. For example, the colors in the book image were visually appealing to many of the young women that participated in our interviews. In some cases, the look of the site also promoted participants' understanding of who the site was targeting. For example, when we asked at first glance, who do you think this website is for? One participant responded, probably for young people, just because the way it is designed with like the colors and the font. The primary problem that emerged was participants' navigation of the site. For example, they were confused by the multiple views that the issue platform has and found it difficult to navigate between these different views. We also found that overall learnability for the site was low. Learnability refers to how fast a user who is visiting the site for the first time can learn to use the site. For example, there were some young women that throughout the interviews did not learn how to click on a link within the site. An 18-year-old participant spent over a minute clicking what she thought should be a link to the resources page, and when she wasn't able to get there, she gave up, reporting, "I can't click it." The use of jargon was identified as another barrier to accessing content. For example, one participant did not know what a PDF is, while another referred to a PDF as a PIF. Several women with a high school education or less did not know what FAQ means, and this is an example of something that she said during the interviews. When we asked, "What do you expect to find under FAQs?" she responded, "I'm not sure. What's that mean?" Taken together, our findings showed that the Little Black Book site successfully presented resource content that is visually appealing and suited to the target end user. However, we did identify critical problems with website infrastructure, such as navigability and learnability, as I just discussed. We also found that the content of the site could be improved and made more suitable to young women with a range of literacy skills. Based on the evaluation results, Ready did make a number of changes to improve the usability of the site. For example, in a prominent spot on the homepage of the site, Ready added a link to a tutorial that provides users with a how-to lesson on how to navigate the site. These changes have helped to ensure that the site's content is understandable to women of all health literacy levels. Our study provides an example of how to develop and evaluate web-based health insurance resources, as well as important lessons for other states ramping up for healthcare reform implementation. First, we know that web-based resources to access health insurance frequently make literacy demands inappropriate for the public. So it's important for us to be deliberate about ensuring that the health insurance resources we develop use plain language and are appropriate for audiences with a range of health literacy levels. Second, we should note the finding in Massachusetts that resources customized to specific audience have high appeal. Third, we should evaluate sites to ensure that resources are useful to the intended audience. Many of the issues that we identified with the Little Black Book site would not have come to light without our evaluation. And this experience is in line with existing research, which indicates that while an organization may not recognize problem areas on the site, formal usability testing can bring to light areas on a website where users struggle. Fourth, through our evaluation process, we learned that an evaluation can be performed at a low cost and using publicly available resources, such as the resources available on usability.gov and the resources that are available on Harvard School of Public Health Literacy website. In closing, I want to thank all of you today for the opportunity to share the experiences that we have had in Massachusetts, and I hope that this information will help to inform the efforts that you all have in your states. Thank you.